This is 6526 Wildhorse Road. I am reporting the killer clown.
You're reporting what?
The killer clown.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Have you not the news about the clown that's kidnapping kids?
The clown that's kidnapping kids?
Yes.
I'm not familiar, ma'am. What is it that you're reporting?
He's like around our neighborhood. He's been like reportedly going around neighborhoods, kidnapping children, raping them, and killing them.
Okay,
and
well, do you
he's
see,
around our neighborhood.
Do you
like see?
Okay, is he there right now, ma'am?
I honestly don't know, but
are you just calling to tell me that, ma'am? Are you just calling to, ma'am? Are you just calling? Hello? Are you just calling to tell me this is in the news, or do you see him out there?
I seen him out here, but I don't know if he's in the woods now. I don't know if he went to go hide back in the woods or what.
When did you see him?
Y'all, when did we see him? Like, how many hours ago? Like, how many minutes ago?
About two hours ago.
And I think he's standing around in the woods. I'm not sure.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Presla.
Tell me again.
Presla.
Presla?
Yeah.
Spell that for me.
Presela.
Okay, what's your telephone number?
I don't have one right now.
You don't have one? Okay, so two hours ago, you saw this person. Is he a black male or a white male?
Yes, ma'am. And there's a man.
Is he a black? I need you to slow down for me. 2 hours ago, you saw this person. Is he a black male or a white male?
Is he black or white? He's black.
And how old is he?
I don't know. We don't know him.
Did you see him?
I did see him. I don't see him anymore.
Slow down for me. When you saw him, how old did he look to be?
I don't know, like 38, 30, I don't know.
Okay, what was he wearing?
What was he wearing?
He was wearing regular clothes.
He was wearing a black jacket and the clown mask.
A black jacket and a clown mask?
Yes.
Okay, when you saw him, where was he?
I cannot explain it. Like, I'm really, y'all get in the house. I don't know. Like, he was passing from the bottom of our neighborhood and going through to the woods.
You saw him going into the woods?
Yes. And, there's this man, and there's another man. He's, riding on a bike. Y'all get in the house! He's riding on a bike, and he's coming up and down the street, going into each apartment. He's taking pictures of kids.
Was that earlier today, or is that going on right now?
This just happened, like, 30 minutes ago.
Okay, so this was a different guy. Was he a black male or a white male?
Black.
And how old was he?
I don't know.
And he was on what color bicycle?
What color bicycle was he on? Blue? I think it was blue.
And where was he riding?
He was riding in every court in our apartment residence.
Okay.
And taking pictures of children.
Okay. What apartment number are you in?
I am in 11C. I am like...
11C, like, C like cat?
Yeah, C like cat.
Okay. Do you want to meet with the deputy?
Please.
Okay, we'll be on the way to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, I was on my way to Berea High School to pick my oldest son up, and my son that goes to Berea Middle was riding the bus home. He just so happened got here before I did, and a couple minutes behind him, he calls me and said that he sees a clown and didn't open the door, of course, and so I got here as soon as I could, and the clown was already gone.
And how did he describe what this person looked like?
Just the clown mask with the orange hair. He got the side view, and he believes that he may have had a black shirt on.
And your reports, he's looking from the kitchen. You said he could see through the window. That's how he, because he didn't answer the door.
Yeah, because
right?
He was in the kitchen. After he walked in the house, he went through the kitchen, and he was behind the counter. So when he heard somebody knock, he raised up, and they were walking off by then.
And we talked about this too. I mean, you know, if this is a prank, I mean, they could show up to the wrong house, someone that might have their CWP, and you said you're one of those people.
I am. So, I mean, being a person that has a CWP, you know, I'm not going to play that. You know, I have, with three boys, don't mess with my kids, you know.
And have you been following the coverage? I mean, is it kind of alarming that, you know, they would show up here?
It's kind of hard to say because, I mean, anybody, I mean, people walk up and down this street sometimes. So it's kind of hard to say what you'll see in this neighborhood.
You know, if there's some people out there questioning, are these sightings real? Are people starting to make him up for attention? I mean, do you believe your son?
Of course I do. I believe him because I told him that I was going to call 911 and he told me he wasn't playing. And he knows it's, you don't play whenever it comes to calling the police.
And he just, did the clown knock on the door? Or did he just see him on the porch? How'd that transpire?
He knocked on the door. He just made a long knock. And when, after he saw him, he saw him walk by the window to go off the porch.
How old's your son?
So he's 13.
13. Okay.
All right, I think we're good. So we're just going to get kind of a, what happened. Would he be willing to talk at all? Would you let him talk?
I don't mind at all.
Would you mind talking to us just real fast?
Yes, sir.
All right. You can stand by your bottom if you want. Kind of ask you the same. We're just going to ask you kind of what happened. So
let me get him on. We'll just get him next to her.
That's fine.
All right. And just same thing, your first and last name.
Evan Adams.
E-V-A-N.
Yes, sir.
So, Evan, walk us through kind of what happened, what were you doing in the house, and kind of what went down next.
Well, I play football for the D team, and we skipped practice today. Coach had something going on, so I ride the bus home. Come home, go inside, looking for a dog because I didn't know where he was, and then found out that my mama must have took him to get my big brother. And then I come in the house, I just went to go get something to eat, and all I heard was a long knock, and I just moved out of the way where nobody could see me, and I looked around the corner, and I saw him, like, just walk by. I saw orange, like orange hair type of thing, and a black shirt. He kind of looked mixed. Because I just saw, like, from here up.
Did he have a mask on, or was he painted face?
He looked like a mask, a painted face mask type with orange hair back here, so.
Just a regular black kind of t-shirt?
Yes, sir.
And what kind of went through your head?
It just made me, like, scared. Like I was like, I don't know what to do. If he comes to our house, I know that I better run and try to get to safety or something like that, you know?
And you called your mom?
Yes, sir.
And what'd you tell her?
I told her that I saw a clown, and I'm just waiting on her. I'm going to stand in the kitchen until you got home.
And, you know, some people are saying, you know, some kids are watching the coverage of this, and maybe they're making up stories, and people are going to say, I wonder if he's really telling the truth, but, I mean.
Oh, yes, sir. I heard my mama told me that she was calling the cops, and I knew she wasn't playing, and I'm being serious about this. I mean, I'm not going to jerk around something like this. This is serious. I mean, all these kids getting taken, it's not right. I mean, they haven't done nothing wrong, so I know it's the truth, and whenever I tell them, it's going to be right.
And now the clown, he just leave, or what? How long did he stay around?
He left, like, he kind of walked off the porch, and I didn't see him, and I stayed in the kitchen, so I didn't know what he done. I just heard the door shutting, and that's about it.
Okay. I appreciate it. Well, thank you, guys.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let me try and add Daniel.
Is it
Dan or Daniel?
I see Daniel. Yeah, I tried to get in touch with Lauren Coleman, but he's not at the museum, and I actually don't have a telephone number for him, but I'll give him a couple of mentions, because he did, after all, coin the term Phantom Clowns way back in 1981. Yeah. And some other stuff. And his illustrator that illustrated his newest article on this whole thing in South Carolina, conveniently lived like 15 minutes away from where all the crazy stuff's happening. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mysterious America was published in 1983. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to go grab it off the shelf there.
Off the bookshelf. There you go.
Yeah. Let's see if
He's been, Warren's been nothing but, as I say, a scholar and a gentleman with me pretty much the entire time I knew him, which is like 20 years now. I mean, a really super long time. So he and I were chatting recently because of that Paulides guy in Colorado and his missing 411 stuff. And he was telling me kind of off the record to watch it because I guess that guy's a lot of clones of fans.
Hello.
Insane. Oh, hey.
Hey, hold on just a second. Let me turn off my notifications here.
Yeah. Let me stop trying to fix my hummingbird feeder.
Yeah, I haven't filled up the hummingbird feeder in, oh God, months. I guess I better clean them.
Oh, you should. You should. They're starving little buggers, and they eat a lot.
Yeah, I know. I put it out there, and it's drained out, and it's a big one. And it's gone in like probably 5 days. It's empty.
Wow, that's good though. That's good. I mean, they're everywhere, and they're. Geez, man, I've heard these horrible stories about hummingbirds. Victoria in Idaho, Montana. She's a nurse in Idaho. She said she used to keep hummingbird feeders out, and she got sick of cleaning up their corpses because they were always like fighting to the death. I mean, I don't know if it's the same thing, variety of hummingbird or what, but we get like, I don't know, 10 or 15 different kinds of hummingbirds out here, and they fight. And I go, dude, there's like 3 hummingbird feeders out here separately. Nobody needs to fight over any of this crap. You know, there's plenty of food to go around. And you don't have to buy hummingbird food. All you have to do is mix one part sugar to 3 parts water, you know, boil the water, and then you mix the sugar in, and then preferably, you know, organic, good cane sugar and not that white crap. But yeah, we get a ton of them up here. I just saw a dragonfly. Yeah, that was pretty cool. But anyhow, I digress.
What... The thing that happened here is that I'm doing this. I saw this post that Daniel put up about whatever the flap was going on about there, out there in South Carolina, and I thought, hey, why don't I just talk to him for like 10 or 15 minutes or what, however long it takes, and then just post that immediately because it's topical. And
right.
I thought it might be an interesting experiment, and then immediately after that, I got a. Just after I was talking to Daniel today, I actually got a message from somebody in England who apparently saw they were driving on the highway, and we'll get to the clowns in a second, but they were driving on the highway on the M4, which like is a major road in England, and everybody in the car saw like a giant passenger plane flying really low, like over the road. And they thought, what the hell is that doing there? It's like, it's like an Airbus or a 747 or something. They said, what is that doing here? And as they got closer, they realized that it was not moving.
What?
It wasn't moving. It was just holding still in the air.
That's weird. Are they sure it wasn't some kind of art installation or?
No, it wasn't an art installation because it stood still in the air for a while. And then they said it just flew away really fast, like a UFO would.
Okay, that's strange.
Yeah.
That's strange. And it says daylight hours.
Absolute daylight on a busy highway. So, and apparently, I was asking, it was the second hand I asked somebody else who got me in touch with them. I said, well, did anybody else see it? Were there other cars stopped on the highway going, what the hell?
Like, what the hell? Yeah.
And apparently there weren't, which makes me even more interested.
Wow.
And there were like 4 people in the car, and they all saw exactly the same thing. And so all kinds of weird questions come about that, up about that. So that's the next pop-up interview. Huh.
Oh, cool. Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, no, I had this weird sighting LP towards the end of 2012 before I went to back east on the 10 freeway. I don't know if I probably told you about this, Greg, but my friend Jessica Gates and I were driving west on the 10th freeway. I think we were sort of...
Are you staying near the phone? Because you're drifting in and out of comprehensibility.
Oh, yeah, no. Sorry, I was just hanging the hummingbird feeder. Okay, I've got my phone totally to the phone, but...
okay,
so we were driving... Is that better? Okay. We were driving down the 10 going west... End of 2012, or towards the end of 2012, and I mean, this was rush hour traffic, so everybody was basically not moving. And in front of us, over the ocean, I kind of figured it was somewhat north of the Catalina Island channel and all that stuff, was this giant white cross of light in the sky, just hanging, kind of suspended. I mean, it was huge. It was gigantic. But then what was weirder was there are all these little balls of white light that were kind of issuing forth from this cross, and they'd fly out and fly around and act all crazy, and then they'd go back into the cross, and they'd come out, and they'd go back into the cross. And he and I were looking at each other like, that's completely insane. Everybody's got to be seeing this. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of people on the freeway, you know, from driving home, driving west, driving home. Anybody driving west would have probably seen it. And we both had sort of crappy cell phone cameras at the time and tried to record it. And it turned out really not so good. But, of course, I'm sitting there going, oh, 50 people are going to be sitting in their car filming this. They got, I mean, it's going to be a ton of videos on YouTube tomorrow, you know, mark the date that it was and all that stuff.
Nothing.
Nothing. Not one other person in all of Southern California that I could find saw it, mentioned it, reported it, got any kind of video. We got off the freeway. We actually got off the freeway, tried to drive around to find a better spot. And then we just said to each other, oh, no, there's going to be 50 videos of this tomorrow. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, this is ridiculous. It was so huge. And then, finally, he put the video up on Facebook for like a day, and then he took it down, and then he sent it to me, and I saved it somewhere. And then, a year, you know, about 2 years ago, I was able to open it up on one of those giant iMac flat screens at this computer station that was used for graphics, right? So it was a giant flat screen monitor, and I opened it up there to see what our video looked like, and it wasn't that impressive, but I ended up forwarding it to Jim Delatoso in Arizona, and then he didn't get back to me for a really long time. And then I had this crazy kind of experience actually in Redlands at Daniel's house, and didn't check my phone messages for a couple of days. And then all of a sudden I get this message back from Jim Delatoso saying, oh, I was out of town for work for like 3 months, and I just got your message, and I'm going to take a look at the video. And then I haven't gotten back to him, and I haven't asked him what he thought about it or even looked at the video since then. So it's just been sitting there, but it was the weirdest thing because there's no way other people didn't see it unless nobody else could see it. Then some people suggested to us that, well, maybe you guys were the only two people that saw the fucking thing. Or,
you can say whatever you want. It's fine. It's a podcast.
Oh, can I say flap doodle?
You can say, anything. Yeah,
can I say, flap doodle. Anyway, so it was really weird. It was really weird, but... I should find that video again. But then my friend, you know, I think there was contactee type than I certainly am. So, but then, you know, people speculate all the time about what they think you've been through that you're not aware of, and then you just go, whatever.
Well,
you know?
what
if anybody could ever hypnotize me, that'd be fun to find out. But
yeah, I don't think you should do that. The weird thing is that recently I've been checking up on information theory, or the theory of informational universe, and I'm still trying to get my head around it, which might be an inroad as to why some people see things, other people don't see things, people see extremely strange things, other people see no extremely strange things, and then you get a crowd of people that see one thing and the others either see something else or they don't see it. Anyway, since Daniel or Dan?
You can call me Daniel. I usually go by Daniel.
Okay, Daniel, you posted this thing on Facebook I saw, that where you pointed out that there was either a spate or a flap of UFO sightings, or had been, or there was one recently, and or there was a map, which I'll probably grab a screen grab off of and put on when I post this. But maybe you can give us some background about what you found out and what's going on there. I was also recording some of the news reports, which I will probably drop in there too. This is going to end up being like an hour. Jesus. Anyway, go ahead.
The news reports from I've been following the local Fox affiliate in Greenville, and their news reports are, it's absurd. I just have to keep almost from laughing. you know, just, you know, talking about clown sightings, and, you know, and the police chief even said, the clowning around must stop. And, you know, so it's just, it's hard not to laugh. But then at the same time, if I was any one of these witnesses, I would be a little bit freaked out myself, especially if I had children or something.
Yeah,
they're talking about not only are they trying to lure them into this wooded area away from these apartment buildings, there was actually a clown car or a car filled with an unspecified number of clowns driving around. I mean, the police actually said it was unclear as to how many clowns were in the vehicle. That was an actual quote from the police.
Yeah, department. I saw that. I said, you know how many are in there? Like 40.
Yeah. You know, but then also they're not just Caucasian. Some were said to be African American, and then when they were in the woods, they were brandishing knives and chains and large amounts of money, trying to lure these kids in to the woods where there's a footpath and some kind of abandoned house that the police say they've checked out repeatedly, and they found no evidence of clown or human habitation whatsoever. But then they're also in the woods playing with green leaves. Your lights for some reason, only green ones.
That was another funny thing too, is the police, they said that the police searched the house and they found no evidence of clown paraphernalia.
no grease stains, air horns.
No red noses, anything.
It's like when you look back, you know, I was talking to you, I've been talking to Lauren Coleman, and we actually started talking again because of something not related to clowns, but then the clown thing just sort of popped up, and he wrote a pretty great article on his blog about how he coined the term phantom clowns back in 1981 because of a similar spate of reports in Boston, and I think that Boston and... Kansas City, right, where they were trying to abduct children inside a van. Yeah. And then how these reports have come back, you know, many, many times, and especially in election year cycles, which is really weird. But then, you know, we had in California some clown carnage or near carnage just in 2014 up in Bakersfield. And as the reports went on, they were said to be carrying guns. The clowns were carrying guns at one point, and then they just kind of vanished. And then in England, there were some phantom clown situations in 2013 and 2014. And the one in 2013 in Northampton was eventually attributed to the student prankster. But then in Lancashire, a clown that was called, there was a Facebook page for this clown that was Spot the Burnley Clown, and he was eventually blamed for muggings and some rather violent behavior. But it's very creepy because nobody ever gets apprehended, you know. And then there were other clown sightings in Green Bay, Wisconsin in early August of this year, and that is tied to publicity or some kind of attempted publicity for an apparently unsold film script called Gags the Clown, you know. Yeah. And it should be noted that apparently Rob Zombie has some kind of movie in production right now that deals with kidnapped carnival workers and stuff. Some people are speculating that this stuff in, why Greenville, South Carolina? I don't think I don't even think they're filming it. You know, why would there be this crazy clown stuff happening in one place that's not even related to this movie? But then also too, you know, Stephen King's It, remake of that has been in pre-production for quite some time, and supposedly it's going to be rolling any day now with a release date of 2017. But Stephen King's original It, I mean, the novel came out years after those early 1981 clown sightings or later sightings. I don't know the exact year it was published, but, you know, it's like a chicken or the egg kind of question.
Yeah. Daniel, I wanted you to finish up on the other weirdness going on around there, because that's what kind of fascinated me about, apart from it being a regular clown sighting, what flappish type behavior is going on in South Carolina?
Well, it was on, I pulled up the map on, just out of curiosity, on UFO Stalker, because, I'm starting to look at the phenomenon. Well, I try to look at the phenomenon of UFOs in a different way too, because, you know, it's just like, you know, John Keel found interesting relationships between people seeing UFOs at certain times of year and certain different things and different states of mind. So I pulled up a map on UFO Stalker. And I saw that it's basically a hotspot, and so is Myrtle Beach, which I've been there. And but the most recent, most of them were from the past 4 years. But there were, it was interesting too, because in my screenshot, it came up with the numbers 13 and 33. So I think it was 33 sightings total for the area when you pull out.
33 clown sightings?
No. They were all in one vehicle. It was 33 UFO sightings.
Oh, okay. And over what period of time? They'd looked, I guess?
I started looking at the different individual ones, and it seemed to be within the past 4 years. I didn't see anything older in the past 4 years. But interestingly, there was a video and a sighting last week of a triangle craft, you know, of three horns.
You could get a lot of clowns. You could get thousands of clowns.
Where was the triangle sighted? Was it near exactly in the same area as where the clown stuff is going on in Greenville, I guess it is?
It was Greenville, so yes.
Okay. Be interesting if it was some of the same witnesses.
Yeah, well, that would be interesting. But, you know, as far as talking about people's perception of things, all the different, you know, I've followed the different news stories because the local Fox station has been way into it. Of course, they're getting all this attention now.
Yeah.
But they've been pretty good at
paranormal clickbait.
At describing the different witness stories. And it sounds like everybody's seeing different things and at different times. And that's what makes the whole thing strange.
Yeah, I saw one in the story that you linked from the local Fox station. Greenville police said a resident, and these are all apartment buildings. It must be like vast apartment building complexes all through here. A resident at Park Haywood Apartments on Congaree Road reported seeing a clown in the complex's laundromat. According to the incident report, the suspicious person did not make any action, just stood and stared. The woman who saw the clown described him as a man between the ages of 35 and 45, 5 feet 10 inches tall, about 200 pounds. In the report, the witness describes a suspicious person as wearing a white swimmer's cap with red hair coming out of the sides, white face paint, and a red line painted around his mouth. He was also wearing a gray long sleeve shirt, white gloves, white balloon pants, and black boots. And my favorite part, the witness said he smelled like house paint. Got to call Josh Cutchin and ask him about the strange smell and what else in paranormal lore smells like house paint.
Yeah, exactly.
Latex, that clowns use does kind of smell like house paint.
I was going to say solo. There were two other. There might have been several other solo witness. Stories. One of them was the clown came to the door of a kid that got home from school early.
Yeah, and, I recorded that. I will play that on this show. I'll edit it in. But yeah, he was talking about his mother was out front saying she had a concealed carry or something. Go ahead.
Yeah, she did. And I think it's only going to be a matter of time before there's an armed posse going into those woods. But it's the other one was a woman. I think because she said it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and this is where, you know, it kind of ties into, you know, paranormal events and sightings, you know, at 2-3 o'clock in the morning type thing.
Yep.
And she saw a lone clown. She said he was large with a blinking nose standing by the dumpster. And I think she'd gone out to have a cigarette, I guess, or something. And
that's when everybody sees weird stuff at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. And That's when the clown waved to her slowly, and then she waved back. Something I don't think I would do. I think I would have dropped the cigarette and gone inside. that's one of the more creepy, you know, incidences. And then also the kids seeing him coming out of the woods and just the whole woods thing. I mean, I lived in North Georgia for a while, and the woods are very similar to South Carolina. I mean, well, it's basically think like the Blair Witch Project. I mean, it's just miles of woods that go on and on that you can get lost in.
Right. I mean,
we're talking about a trail that goes back to an abandoned house with a pond, and that's kind of creepy in itself too. But
sounds like a horror movie in itself. But the thing is, with these clown things, I don't think any children ever disappear. They just the children all just get freaked out and leave, and the clowns leave or whatever, and then eventually, my prediction is that this is just going to peter out, and then nothing will be happening anymore, and no children will be abducted, nobody will even be touched by any of these whatever they are.
Yeah, I think so too. Trying to think of the words here. It's really strange that the kids saw clowns carrying weapons. They said chains and knives and a big wad of cash, apparently. And this was by various kids were telling one of the adults this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just doesn't make sense for if somebody's really trying to do bad and lure a child in, why would they be brandishing weapons, you know?
Yeah, and offering cash and all that. I just had this thought. I bet if you went out there and did a ritual for a couple of days to call up Bigfoot, Bigfoot would appear.
And, I mean, the whole thing that intrigues me about it, too, is that, you know, there's a lot of people in our generation that have a fear of clowns. And I think that's a whole new phenomenon, too. I don't think that goes back a long time.
I don't think so either. I never knew anybody like that. I was never scared nor amused by clowns. And then I hear all these people that are scared of them. You got to get near your phone.
Oh, okay. The whole story, the It storyline that Pennywise was actually, you know, in that small town from the very origins of that small town, like going back to the 1700s, I think that's totally bunko. I mean, in terms of a fictional novel, it's fine, but I don't think there's any basis in that because, I mean, I remember going to see Barnum and Bailey Circus, actually even before that when I was like 3, 4, 5 years old.
Yeah.
Some relatives of mine had crocheted these clown dolls, like, and they had these long accordion, like crocheted legs and arms and plastic faces. And my mother felt it necessary to pin them up above my bed for some reason. And it was really creepy, but it was before I had ever seen a clown in person. So, I mean, that would have been like 1980, 81, actually, somewhere around there, where, you know, when I finally did go to the circus and saw clowns, there was nothing jovial or fun about seeing them for me, but I wasn't really scared. But I think, yeah, a lot of people have this ingrained fear of clowns for some reason. I wonder where that comes from. I wonder if anybody's ever done like a college thesis paper on that.
Yeah, maybe also, so, because it's a trickster archetype, and then, but it's more like a, what's the word? It's more like a chaotic tricksterism rather than a tricksterism that's designed to push evolution forward or change things or whatever. Chaotic mayhem, I guess, is represented by clowns.
Yeah.
Well, in Stephen King's book, which it's probably one of his best books that I'll probably never read again, but it's actually quite a scary book. It is actually a monster. It's like this monster creature, and it just appears as Pennywise the clown to the kids. Mm-hmm. So I think he even talks about it taking different forms in the past. So
right, and it like adapted itself to like the fears of the current generation of humans, right? It was like it kind of latched itself onto what they were already inherently mistrustful of, or some kind of representation of that, right? Yeah.
it sounds like Valet and Keel all over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, the whole idea that
Magonia.
You know, in medieval times, somebody might see a horned demon, and in the 70s, they might see a gray, you know, or in the now, I guess, apparently a clown.
I will go totally off subject here. I was working coast to coast last night, and the guy that was on, John Teeter II.
Yeah.
The time traveler guy. The last thing he said on the show was perfect. He said, there's a gray alien who's a friend of mine. My joke is he wants to come over and he wants to do this. He wants to come over and watch the Super Bowl at my house. Also, he likes Doritos. I put that in the write-up. I had to put that in the write-up. The gray alien likes Doritos. They don't like strawberry ice cream anymore. They like Doritos. Or at least this guy does. Yeah, he likes to eat Doritos.
That's funny. That's really funny. Yeah. Or maybe John Teeter's just on the Doritos payroll, or who knows. That's really funny. Yeah, I listened to part of that interview, and somehow he was totally debunked. And then what I loved was he said, "Oh yeah, there are a lot of John Teeters on Facebook," which leads me to wonder if I've been cloned or they were cloned from the same genetic material.
He said he was cloned and then given that name by his superiors or some damn thing. Time that he was asked a question by Nori, he just kind of It's like, well, where did you come from? How did you get this name? You know, how did this happen? And he's like, you know, is there going to be a World War III? Well, there might not be, because I think I might have been able to change history. So, but you're going to have to buy the book to find out if you're going to die in a fiery nuclear war.
Right. But which luckily is going to be mostly on the East Coast, right? Because president, vice president died of radiation poisoning.
Yeah,
so.
But then there'll be a nuclear winter because of the retaliation. It's going to be the retaliation against Iran is going to be nuclear, and that'll go around the world and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, are we done with the clowns, or do we have to dig into the clowns a little bit more? I was fascinated by this flap aspect of maybe that's some kind of a area, and wondering if there's, you know, either of you might know if there is a precedence for this, like another area where there have been a lot of strange things going on and sightings of strange things, a portal area, whatever you want to call it, involving clowns. Because I don't remember seeing that in Mysterious America.
Yeah, Edna was the one that pointed it out to me about the UFO stuff happening down there. But, you know, if only we could get ourselves a Robert Bigelow type to fund like a triangulation of Fortean phenomena and what opened up and where and when and how, that would be great. That would be a great project.
Now a lot of that stuff is available just because of websites like that one.
Yeah, like Chris Aubeck does with the Magonia Exchange.
Mm.
Yeah, and the UFO Stalker website is really good because they just go off the MUFON reports. And
I guess I better take a look at that. Just to see, you know, you can plot stuff up on a map, huh?
And what's really fascinating about that is that you can see, you know, when you look at it on the map, you can see certain regions that have more activity or more reports than others, and that's one of those regions. And it's funny because, you know, I think I was telling you earlier that I thought about Walter's research when I looked at the map and I saw that it's pretty much smack dab on the 33rd parallel.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. That's wonderful.
I'm done with clowns. I think I've had my piece with the current clown plot, but I'm going to poke around and see if I can find anything else going on elsewhere, because, I mean, but the thing that I would point out, too, is nobody's ever been arrested in any of these.
No.
Any of these sightings, as far as I know. I mean, these clowns may manage a very small area for days or weeks or even months, and then they just kind of vanish, and nobody's ever apprehended, nobody's ever arrested, and I don't think even people generally manage to get photographs. It's like, even in South Carolina, this has been going on.
There's one photograph. If you look at that news report, there is one blurry photograph. I don't know what the provenance of the photograph is, but it's up there.
But that's the thing. It's like, okay, multiple witnesses. People are going to look for these guys. Kids are running away from them. Doesn't everybody have a cell phone camera nowadays? You know? Yeah. So well, that's kind of...
The cops are looking for them. You know, they said increased patrols in the area and... You know, they'll arrest the clown, basically.
Yeah, it's like a cattle mutilation. Let's do this over and over and over again, and nobody ever arrests, shoots, assaults, or grabs a hold of them.
Exactly. Just very strange. Very, 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 very strange all the way around. And I will continue to see what else I can find out. And, you know, who knows, maybe in a week it'll come out that this is all publicity stunt for... It or for Rob Zombie.
Yeah,
project,
that'd be great,
really?
Because you know the people in the movie companies will be sued and into oblivion by the police department for all the money that they've cost them. Money.
Oh, that's true. So maybe nobody. I mean, if I was looking for like the gags the clown guy in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you know, I was like, I'm going to do this prank, and then I'm going to release a Facebook page, and then I'm going to say, hey, this is all publicity stunt for this film script I'm trying to sell. You know, so that'll actually come out as what's going on in South Carolina at all. And that's actually a good point that they probably won't, you know, try to take any responsibility for it. I mean, I just read today that some of the victims of the Denver theater shooting from 2012, because they took the theater chain to court, and I guess they lost, they've been ordered to pay $700,000 to the theater to cover their court costs.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Which is pretty insane. Which is insane, really, when you think about it. It's like, okay, well, they didn't have adequate security. Like, any movie theater would have, you know, what, like armed guards waiting for someone to go crazy and shoot up a movie theater? Come on. I mean, just ridiculous. But I don't know. I don't know where this world is going.
You know what? One more thing, Daniel. You pointed out that now there may be more kind of flaps like this, or connections, or whatever you want to call it, because of the communication. Because everybody can find out about stuff very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean that's a whole other discussion into like mass consciousness and things like that. You
right.
Know? There were two things I wanted to say. Like I checked up on the Rob Zombie Project 31, and I actually think the movie's coming out soon. So, it's possible, but I looked at that one, and those don't look like ordinary circus clowns. They look like, you know, basically freaky psychopathic people with half painted clown faces and blood, you know, it looks completely different. So it doesn't look like anything related. And there was one more sighting in Chicago, like a couple weeks ago. A couple caught him on camera, and then somebody else got a picture of a clown wandering around the cemetery with the couple. It was at night. It was in the middle of the night, and the clown climbed the 7-foot fence and walked off into the cemetery. And then in the other picture, it was a picture of the clown wandering through the cemetery in the day, and it looked like the same clown. But, you know, really kind of eerie, you know, the whole cemetery thing.
Clowns in cemeteries. That's good, because it has a very heavy symbolic import for anybody that might see it.
Yeah.
I think that's a very important part of that equation. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, there were people that were angry over it. You know, they were just saying that's so disrespectful and all that. I just
Trickster.
Thought that was interesting. That was, you know, within the past 2 weeks, you know, that one in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure. I think like you, it'll probably just peter out, and or it may just be that we just don't hear any more at all. It just stops.
Yeah.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see if any more come up before, as Skylar said, in election years, if any more come up, like pop up before the election.
Yeah, before the real.
I mean, we've only got what, 10 weeks or something, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, what's going to happen if one of the candidates dies or falls ill, and et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. Everything's just so flipping crazy.
Destructive chaos. It's a symbol of the destructive chaos, you know.
It's insane. It's insane. It's just, oh my God. I was looking at another Clinton death list article, and one of the names mentioned that I hadn't seen in the other Clinton death lists was a thermal imaging expert who investigated Waco, and he apparently had all kinds of even dirtier crap on the ATF and everything, and then he died of a gunshot wound to the head. No. His corpse was found at his desk after it had been decomposing for like a few days, but I'm going to start looking into that because that's creepy as hell. And, you know, all these stupid agencies that really have no purpose, the ATF, the DEA, the IRS, you know, always trying to justify their existence. But why am I bringing that up? Oh, I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's just scary and creepy and icky. And Julian Assange came out on Belgian TV, basically named that DNC worker that was gunned down in D.C. As being the primary source of the leak of the DNC emails that brought down that shill, Hillary Clinton's shill. So
yeah, I heard about
it
that.
He didn't entirely come out and say it. He's just kind of intimated, and he's like, oh, well, we protect our sources. Hmm. Oh, by the way, we're going to put up $25,000, you know, for information leading to the arrest of whoever killed this kid.
Yeah, I think I'm going to cut it off here because, one, I don't want to edit it. I just want to throw it up online. So if more stuff comes up here, then maybe we'll talk about it some more or have a full-length show or something. But I just wanted to talk about this while it was happening and see if my experiment works with pop-up Radio Mysterioso. So we'll see. Thank you both.
Yeah.
Thank you both for coming on at such short notice.
This is fun.
Okay, you guys. I'll talk to you both soon. All right, thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Bye.